From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Louisiana, a not guilty verdict in the trial of the owners of a nursing home where 35 patients drowned in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Sal and Mabel Mangano had faced 35 counts of negligent homicide in the deaths of the elderly patients at their nursing home outside New Orleans. State prosecutors said the Manganos were reckless for failing to evacuate the patients. The defense said it was the government which was reckless during Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in St. Francisville, Louisiana, where the verdict was just read. And Carrie, the Manganos just came outside the courthouse and talked to reporters. What did they say?
They were beside themselves. Their lawyers were trying to do all the talking for them, but they were quite emotional, and they just were kept saying, thank God. They were so thankful that this has been, it's been a two-year nightmare for them, and they just said they're so thankful that they got this not guilty verdict. They were very relieved, and their lawyers were very happy, too, and their family members, when the verdict was read not guilty in court, just wept out loud.
Now, the family members of those who died were in court. You're saying those were the ones who were weeping out loud that the verdict didn't go their way.
They also, too, were gasping. I think they were just in disbelief. I looked over at the family members who are on one side of the court, and they were all dressed in black today, the family members of the victims, and they were shaking their head no. They were crying themselves. They were very upset. I spoke to a few outside the courtroom, and they just said that they felt like the Manganos had never had any remorse for the deaths, had never taken responsibility, had tried to blame everybody but themselves, and they were very upset and left in a very upset way.
Carrie, remind us what happened that led up to this trial.
Well, it was in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. St. Rita's Nursing Home, which is owned by the Manganos, is in St. Bernard Parish, right outside New Orleans, in a suburb of New Orleans. And the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, when the levees breached, the water flowed into St. Bernard Parish so quickly that water filled up St. Rita's Nursing Home in 20 minutes up to the roof. 35 people drowned in their beds, in their wheelchairs. They were elderly nursing home patients. The Manganos were able to rescue 24 people. And it was one of the more grisly images that came out of Hurricane Katrina. And a couple weeks after the storm, the Attorney General of Louisiana arrested the Manganos and charged them with the homicides.
Now, in closing arguments today, the Manganos' defense lawyers essentially, as we say, put the government on trial for how it responded to Katrina, and that seems to have worked.
It definitely seemed to have worked. That was their defense. They said it was just outrageous. They used many adjectives, vindictive, evil, outrageous, that the government, which failed the people so greatly during Katrina, would then turn on two people and blame them for these deaths, when they say that the government built faulty levees, never fixed them in the many years that they knew that they were faulty, botched the evacuation effort, and then brought these two people who are grandparents. They kept repeatedly saying that they're in their 60s, both Sal and Mabel Mangano, and then would blame them for these deaths. And if they had been convicted, they would be the only two people in Louisiana held criminally responsible for the deaths, of all those deaths in Katrina, that would be the only ones that would have been held responsible.
But again, found not guilty on all counts. Carrie, the Louisiana Attorney General, Charles Foti, had fought very hard to prosecute the Manganos. What do you think the fallout might be for him now?
Well, he is running for re-election, which is coming up next month, so it is a difficult time for him to have a stunning defeat such as this. His name was mentioned quite frequently in the court and in the press. It has been mentioned a lot, and synonymous with St. Rita's, and also the prosecution of a doctor and two nurses in New Orleans who were charged with homicide of some patients at a local hospital. So he's had two stunning defeats right before he's up for re-election, so I'm sure it will come up again in the election.
Okay, NPR's Carrie Kahn in St. Francisville, Louisiana. Carrie, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.